Hello and welcome to a very special episode of Left, Right and Centre. I'm Vishnu Shom. I'm in the broader Akhnoor area. I can't tell you where exactly I am. That's classified. I'm on an Indian Army T-72 tank. And what we can tell you in this very special program is that tanks like this and also BMP-2s, which are armoured personnel carriers, infantry combat vehicles, were used in Operation Sindoor as well. These were used and brought right up to the line of control, and they took out terrorist incursion routes. They fired their main guns. They fired a host of weaponry. We've heard about the role of the Air Force. We've heard about fighter jets. We've heard about our infantry soldiers, Army Air Defense, the Air Force's Air Defense, all sorts of missiles being fired. But did you know that tanks also had a role during Op Sindoor? Op Sindoor, of course, is not over at all. But when we were at the peak of Op Sindoor, what we've now learned is that mechanized infantry units of the Indian Army, armored units of the Indian Army, were also deployed right up to the line of control and taking out terrorist incursion or potential terrorist incursion routes. Joining us now, a colonel of the army who was involved in these operations. We can't name him right now, and that gives you an idea of how tense things still are. But thank you very much for speaking to us. It was interesting to learn about the use of BMPs and tanks as well. What was their role in Op Sindoor so far?
So far, see, if I say it were, they were used in a sub-conventional manner. If I may say, they were used for precision targeting and a calibrated response so that it doesn't happen that the caliber escalation is there. So that's why the targets were identified, which were within range and which had to be hit with precision. So if you can roll down, you can see a 30 millimeter gun. It is very precise and it can fire various types of ammunition, which can have a devastating effect on the enemy. And thereafter, we have got a missile also, which can hit till around 4,000 meters. So that is why only small portion, if I may say, only a fraction of these equipment were used against the ceasefire violation which the enemy had brought on us.
And I think that's important because you were ready to go in. And, you know, if the order came, you were fully deployed, you would have moved, right?
Yes. If earlier also I said that these equipment, the right in front of us and the equipment, yeah, it is an instrument of decision, if I may literally say that. So therefore, the use, the preparation level, it has to be 24/7, 365 days. It can't happen that suddenly one fine day we get a plan. No, it is not like that. We were always ready. The only option were the word to go and the target which we have to execute. Mm. So thereafter, when the incident happened on 22nd of May and thereafter Op Sindoor started rolling down, and thereafter we were given the precise target and we were told that it has to be done at any cost, and which I'm proud to say that today my unit executed it to the perfect.
Can you tell us what that mission was?
It was,
what did you hit?
See, it was the enemy posts which were facilitating the infiltration. We also know that which are the posts which are used as a base for facilitating the infiltration by terrorists. So therefore it was a informed call which was taken with respect to the targets, and those targets were hit across the line of control.
You know, bringing up the morale of your soldiers, not that their morale is down, but, you know, keeping them informed at a time like this, telling them that everything that they've trained for, it's now the real thing. What was that experience for you as a colonel, somebody leading men in your unit, and how did the men respond? The men and women, we've got women doctors over here, for example.
See, if I may, I won't be lying that a certain sense of that a little hitch is there, that we are humans. Yeah. But the only thing which got us back into our foray was the amount of preparation which we had done, the amount of equipment and the amount of new generation equipment which we have. Like I already said that the training, it is 24/7 and it is continuous. So that confidence on the equipment, confidence on your buddy, that who is going with me, and of course the directions which are passed from the higher headquarters, the like you only said, the flow of info was seamless. It was vertically also, horizontally also, and everybody, at least till my level, I had full picture of the things, what is happening around. So what was need to on, it was passed down on need to know basis, and everybody knew that for what they are going. It was not like they were, and of course our officers and our JCOs, they were leading from the front. So there was no doubt with respect to the morale or with respect to the confidence on the equipment.
All right. When the Indian Army goes in for operations, particularly something as big as Op Sindoor, you have to be ready for casualties, you have to be ready for damage. And doctors in the Indian Army have a huge role. I'm joined by a captain in the Indian Army. She's a doctor as well. Thank you very much for being with us. Could you tell us what we are standing in front of? This looks like an ambulance, right?
Yeah. So the vehicle which you can see right behind me is the armored ambulance tracked vehicle. So this is an ambulance on a fully tracked combat vehicle. So the greatest advantage of this ambulance over the other conventional ambulances is that it is highly armored protected, and since it is fully tracked, it enables its mobility in difficult terrains, as you can see, and also under enemy fire without any compromise in the emergency medical care being given and in the efficient evacuation of the battlefield casualties to the higher centers. Yeah. And the facilities in these ambulances include all the life-saving equipments and the resuscitative equipments which are necessary. And the carrying capacity is also pretty good with 4 lying patients and around 8 sitting patients. Sure. In the end, I would just like to say that depending upon the operational tasks, we are always ready to move to save every life of the soldier and not leave any man behind.
Captain, could you tell us about, you know, your training when it comes to scenarios like this, where you'd be dealing with shrapnel injuries, bullet wounds, mine injuries, etc., etc. This needs, you know, instant assistance, and that golden hour, they say, is critical. What is the golden hour in layman's terms?
So that is what actually makes us different from the normal civil doctors. We are basically trained in the tactical combat casualty care, which includes handling casualties, which is not like the regular casualties in the civil area. So as you rightly mentioned about the various kinds of injuries, we are basically taught to manage these injuries and about hemorrhage control, and also how to evacuate the patients to higher centers, timely evacuation, and thereon.
But doctor, I must ask you one question. In as much as your job is to save lives and to protect our soldiers, you operate a gun if it's necessary, right? You carry one with you at all stages.
Yes.
As you go in with these formations, right?
Yes. Again, that is one more difference which makes us stand apart from the civil doctors, is that if need be, we'd be ready to fire.
Yeah. And Captain, one final question. Why did you want to be a doctor in the armed forces as opposed to, let's say, being a civilian doctor? Did you always want to be in uniform?
Yeah, uniform is one of the major factors. And apart from that, army and armed forces just gives you a hell lot of experiences. And it teaches you a lot in your life. And that's why I'm over here.
Was it tense, stressful over the last few? Did you catch any sleep?
Yeah, it was difficult. But then I was ready for this and I signed up for this. So I had to be there.
आपका रोल यहाँ क्या है और हम किसके सामने खड़े हैं?
सर, हम अपनी यूनिट के ड्रोन ऑपरेटर हैं। हमने ड्रोन और क्वाडकॉप्टर में महारत हासिल कर रखी है। जैसे ही हमें इस ऑपरेशन का पता चला, हमें आगे की पोस्टों पर डिप्लॉय किया गया। हमने अपने इक्विपमेंट्स और ड्रोन्स को टारगेट के ऊपर 24 घंटे सर्विलेंस में रखा, जिससे कि दुश्मन के GR, उनकी एक्टिविटी और रेगुलर हरकत के बारे में हमें पता चला। उसे हमने अपने सर्विलेंस रूम में पास किया, और जैसे ही हमने पास किया, हमारे ट्रूप्स को उससे बहुत मदद मिली। उसके बाद हमारे जो वेपन्स थे, जो कि उस पे कारगर साबित हो सकते थे, उससे हमने फायर डाला और दुश्मन को बर्बाद किया।
The role of air defense in the Indian Army was absolutely critical at a time when hundreds of drones came into India, all the way from Siachen to the Gujarat area. Hundreds of these drones on consecutive days were intercepted. Some of them returned. But the role of the Indian Army in this has been absolutely critical. We are very much in a forward location in Jammu and Kashmir in the Akhnoor area, and we are joined by a colonel of Army Air Defense. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us. I'm not allowed to name you, and we won't, because there are concerns. But broadly speaking, guns like this, the L-70, had a huge role in taking out drones which came in. Could you tell us what you saw above the site on those 2 days or 3 days?
So actually, see, we are air defense warriors. We are always ready and prepared for any kind of misadventure by the enemy. So during Ops Indur, we were already ready that we were expecting something to happen. There were many failed attempts made by the enemy. A lot of drone swarm attacks which they were attempting, which they failed miserably. There were a plethora of drones which were seen in these skies here only. Waves after waves, they were coming in. We were able to get them down all the way. They were all neutralized, effectively engaged by these guns. And they failed miserably in their operation. There was no loss of any kind of equipment or damage to equipment or persons.
Yeah. And this is an L-70 gun.
Correct.
It's been with the Indian Army. Let's walk a little bit towards it. It's been with the Indian Army for a long period of time, but it's been upgraded as well.
Yeah.
So as I understand it, you're able to see targets out at night. Crews like this would be on hair trigger alert, right?
Correct.
Could you tell us about what it was like on that particular night or any of those nights when you realized that there was incoming drones or missiles or whatever?
So, as I told you, there were waves of drones coming in. And these guns which you see are very effective. These are very accurate. They have a very high rate of fire. And these guns can track in day as well as in night.
Right.
And the radars which operate these are also very effective. So, we could see the drones, we could track them. And we could have them very effectively with these guns.
Yeah.
These guns have actually proved themselves their metal from 7-1 war.
Yeah,
so these guns are very effective.
And it's not just drones. There would have been missiles which would have also come. They were certainly flying over this area. And so when it comes to air defense, it's holistic.
Yes.
You look at the entire range of threats, right?
Yeah. So basically what happens is our Army air defense, we have a very high level of integration with the Air Force.
So
with the new system coming in, something like Akash-Tir.
Yes, that was about
so to ask. Akash-Tir is something, it's a state-of-art equipment. It's very modern, very potent. So what we do is we get a radar feed of all these radars in Akash-Tir, and it is integrated. And the operator at the weapon end, he gets to see all the aerial threats which are roaming around. So he can effectively engage them. The target detection, integration, prioritization, as well as the weapon allotment is then automatically there.
Right.
So it has been very potent and very effective. So we could engage all the drones, aerial targets. We could fire them and we could have engaged.
And you've got many systems. This is one gun, but it's sort of guided potentially by radars. You're talking about Akash-Tir, which is a node, right?
Correct.
Which brings together all of your army sensors. It feeds into the larger IACCS,
correct,
which is an Air Force controlled or multi-service controlled sort of system. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about the training which goes into all of this. I understand the role of these gunners, but beyond that, to coordinate everything must be a huge
Firstly,
effort.
Regarding Akash-Tir, you said, see, these are nodes, yes, and these nodes are at troop level. It's not that it's a very high level. In a unit, in a troop level, it is there. So at weapon end, we are getting that kind of information, which an operator is getting. And from that operator, we are getting to the radars, and we can track them and down them. This integration is also these, what you're talking about, the training of these men. You know, we get them trained all year long. This operation, though it is good, our morale was high then also, during operation also and now also, because of our training. The men are trained very hard. We are always on the training. In fact, I should say, we are also training with Air Force.
Right.
With their IACCS notes. We're training with them also. So this, because of this training only, I would say that we were able to, you can see the results.
Yeah. And a final question to you. You would have known, and the men that you command would have known, that the drones which were coming in, some would have been armed. Some may have had the ability of firing missiles themselves. On occasion, if you didn't shoot it down, you could have been hit yourself.
Correct.
Could you tell us that the tension, the pressures, knowing that it was very much a life and death situation?
Yeah, but that's what we are trained for. Yeah, that's what we are there for. We are actually born to punish the enemy. If they can only, what they can do is they can just start flyover from their airports, from their airfields. We'll get them down, that's for sure. So we are there for this. Yes, anxiety was there, but we all were charged up, prepared, because that's our job. We are prepared for that, we are motivated and we are trained for that. That confidence comes from the training which we've got.
Wonderful speaking to you, Colonel.
Thank you very much
for speaking to us. Thank you very much, Nate. Well, there you have it. A look at the role of a commander, somebody, a colonel, who commands a particular unit of Army Air Defense. It's very much teamwork. Teamwork which combines the role of men like those behind me, along with the guns that they operate and the sensors which guide them. It was this which enabled India to gain a huge critical edge during Ops Sindoor. Remember, Ops Sindoor is not over. These units can be reactivated at a moment, whenever they are required and whenever threats are detected in the skies. सौ से ज्यादा ड्रोन शायद इसी इलाके में डाउन किए गए थे और दो या तीन दिन में सियाचिन ग्लेशियर से भुज तक गुजरात में शायद हर रोज 400 तक ड्रोन्स पाकिस्तान से आए थे. हमारे साथ एक सेक्शन लीडर है इंडियन आर्मी के जो एयर डिफेंस यूनिट में इस बार फिलहाल डिप्लॉयड है. नमस्कार जी, आप ये बताइए आपके पीछे ये यूनिट क्या है, ये रेडार ट्रैकिंग यूनिट है क्या है?
मेरे ठीक पीछे जो आप ये इक्विपमेंट देख रहे हैं ये एक फायर कंट्रोल रडार है.
जी,
फायर कंट्रोल रडार बेसिकली अपने एयर डिफेंस वेपन सिस्टम को कंट्रोल करता है और इस रडार के द्वारा टारगेट को सर्च और ट्रैक किया जाता है. इस टारगेट रडार के द्वारा टारगेट को सर्च और ट्रैक करने के बाद वेपन सिस्टम उस पर एक्यूरेट फायर खोलते हैं और वो टारगेट हवा में ही बर्बाद कर देते हैं.
कई रातों के लिए आप लोग डिप्लॉयड थे
जी,
जब
जी.
ये वो ड्रोन्स वहां से आ रहे थे
जी, जी.
उसके बारे में आप बताएंगे क्योंकि उनके भी हंटर किलर ड्रोन्स शायद
जी, जी,
आए
हमारा...
थे और अगर आप लोग मिस करते तो कुछ भी हो सकता था.
जी जी जी, आप मेरे मैंने अभी आपको फायर कंट्रोल रडार के बारे में बताया. मेरे ठीक पीछे अगर आप देखेंगे तो एक अर्ली वार्निंग रडार भी कंटिन्यू 24 आवर्स सर्च में रहता है.
आप इसके बारे में?
यस, ये मेरे ठीक पीछे है
जी.
ये मेरा अर्ली वार्निंग, हमारा अर्ली वार्निंग रडार है. ये कंटिन्यू 24 आवर्स दुश्मन की हर हरकत पर पैनी नजर रखता है
जी.
और ये रडार जो है आज के समय का आधुनिक रडार है और ये एक लॉन्ग रेंज रडार है. ये दुश्मन के किसी भी एयर एक्टिविटी, चाहे वो ड्रोन की हो, चाहे वो यूएवी की हो, चाहे वो एयरक्राफ्ट की हो, उसका एक्यूरेट डाटा हमें पल पल देता रहता है. और इसका इंटीग्रेशन हमारे कम्युनिकेशन सिस्टम जो कि कंट्रोल सेंटर है हमारा, उससे किया गया है. और जहां पर ये डाटा एनालिसिस होने के बाद में 24 आवर्स यहां पर जो ऑपरेटर मौजूद रहते हैं उनके पास आता है और वो ऑपरेटर्स उसी डायरेक्शन में सर्च करके हमारे वेपन सिस्टम के द्वारा उसको बर्बाद करते हैं.
आप ये बताइए, उन वो दो या तीन रात जब उनके ड्रोन्स आ रहे थे
जी जी,
वो रात को आ रहे थे, आपको ये सब सिस्टम में दिखाई दे रहा था, रेडार पे दिखाई दे रहा था कि इनकमिंग टारगेट्स, इनकमिंग थ्रेट्स है, पर आपको शायद सुनाई भी दे रहा था, आप वो माहौल बताएंगे, मतलब हो क्या रहा था यहाँ
पर? यहाँ पर माहौल में हमें सिर्फ दो ही ऑर्डर से के टारगेट कमिंग, टारगेट कमिंग. और उस टारगेट कमिंग में हमारा जो जितने भी ऑपरेटर्स थे उनका मेन काम था उनको इंगेज करके उनका डाटा जो है वेपन सिस्टम पर पहुंचाना और उन पर फायर खोलना.
और जब आप लोगों ने कई ड्रोन्स को शूट डाउन किया
जी जी जी,
आपके यूनिट में कैसे मतलब हौसला बढ़ा?
हमारे पूरी यूनिट का मनोबल हमारी ट्रेनिंग से ही बनता है और ट्रेनिंग हमारी इतना उम्दा क्लास की थी कि हमें उन ड्रोन्स कम संख्या में आए चाहे ज्यादा संख्या में आए हमें कोई फर्क नहीं, हम आने पर भी उन्हें आगे भी बर्बाद करते रहेंगे.
और आप ये सब जो कर रहे थे ये ट्रेनिंग के लिए हो सकता है और आप पूरा ईयर पूरा साल ट्रेनिंग पे लगे
जी,
रहते
जी,
हैं और
जी.
ट्रेनिंग और टीम वर्क, मेरे
टीम वर्क एंड ट्रेनिंग दोनों,
तो इन दोनों मतलब अहम रोल्स के बारे में बताइए क्योंकि अगर आप ट्रेन नहीं करते, टेक्नोलॉजी पे एक एक्सपर्टीज नहीं होता फिर मुश्किल हो जाता.
जी जी, इसमें एक हमारी सेना में कहावत है कि पीस टाइम में बहाया गया पसीना आपका युद्ध के समय में खून बचाता है. तो इसका एक सफल उदाहरण हमने इस ऑपरेशन सिंदूर के दौरान में देखा कि जो ट्रेनिंग हमने पीस टाइम में की थी, ऑन ग्राउंड जो संघर्ष हुआ हमारा दुश्मनों से, उसके दौरान हमने उस ट्रेनिंग का जो फल था वो प्राप्त किया.
Well, the reason I'm here in a flak jacket and a helmet is because we are actually very close to the line of control. I can see it up in the distance. And I'm over here with a member of the Army Air Defense Unit. In fact, there are four members of the Army Air Defense Unit over here, including a major. All of these soldiers were up at night over the last several days, ensuring that our skies are free of enemy drones, potentially of fighter aircraft. They will fire at whatever is identified as a threat. Major, the last couple of days, I mean, you've trained for it your entire career. Was it surreal when you actually went into it?
Yeah, actually it was surreal. Once we are sitting in the Akashtir command post, we can actually see the live targets which were coming, and we were continuously passing the information to the troops on ground. Huh. As to 10 kilometers, there's a fighter aircraft coming towards you, be ready to engage. So everything, whatever we practice in our practice camps, that was actually turning to be real.
And tell us about the weapon behind us. It's very much a mainstay for you, right?
Yeah, it's a shoulder-fired missile. I can't give you the technical specifications, but it's a very potent weapon. Yeah, it's an IGLA missile. It's a very potent weapon, and it has proved its worth towards in many conflicts and wars.
And all of you are trained, you know, day in and day out on the use of this.
Yeah, in peacetime, the mainstay of army is to train and prepare themselves for the war. And the time when it came, we proved our worth, and the whole nation knows what we have done.
And you guys were able to shoot down drones, right?
Yeah, we were able to get the IR signature of the drones, and we have hit a couple of drones as well from the system.
And you saw it go down in the sights?
Yeah, we have seen it from the visual eye also. If the weather is clear and you see something going down at a distance of 3 or 4 kilometers burning in the sky, so it is evident that the missile has got a drone down.
Yeah. And what was the Josh like when it all happened?
You can ask these guys who are sitting on the ground.
Saab, batayenge aap, sir. जोश कैसे था?
हाय सर।
हाँ, एकदम।
बिल्कुल हाय सर।
और आप बताएंगे?
बहुत हाय सर।
हाँ, और आप लोगों का ट्रेनिंग काफी बढ़िया रहा होगा कई सालों के लिए, तो जब फाइनली एक सिचुएशन बना तो कैसे लगा आपको?
बहुत एक्साइटिंग था, बहुत चैलेंजिंग था, और जब एक्चुअली एनिमी लाइन से कुछ उड़ता हुआ आया, ड्रोन था या फिर हेप्टर था, जो भी था, हमने उसे शूट डाउन किया और इफेक्टिवली एंगेज किया।
थैंक यू सर। थैंक यू मेजर। थैंक यू वेरी मच फॉर स्पीकिंग टू अस।
थैंक यू वेरी मच इंडीड।
सेम।